Your Excellency! Control yourself, sir!
The dungeon's executioners know their job well.
They will beg for mercy tonight. Do you understand? Tonight! They must! He must repent in front of the Emperor and offer a sacrifice for Apollo! And you, Helen! You must force him to do that, understand?
Maximilian should apologize to me and your father.
I don't know if he would accept or not. I'd have to talk to him.
You must try your best, because this is the only way out.
Get out! Get out of here!
Leave this place, immediately!
Get out from here! Go on, all of you, go!
No one has the right to leave this place. Except Lady Helen.
Why have you come here for?
I've come to help free you.
We too also want to get free. But not from this world.
I told you, didn't I? I have nobody except for you. So how can I sit back and watch the spectacle of your execution?
I can't believe you've forgotten God, Helen. My endeavor is to say that we have no one except God. And you say you have no one except me. Tell me, why have you come here?
My father has sent me to force you and your men to repent.
Then try. You may succeed. Tell me, what should I repent about?
I don't know. How can I ask you to choose such a cruel emperor over the merciful God?
Oh. Helen, the reality is that we have no other option than to bow our heads to the wish of the Almighty God.
Don't let this movement stop. Your husband's message and ours falls on your shoulder. Carry on till the end, Lady Helen.
I shall not sit silently. But you too must pray that God grants me patience and courage.
I'm proud of you, Helen. Now go and tell Diocletianus that we have chosen God over our life.
Yes, what happened?
You can see they cannot be convinced.
Oh no. These young men, These young men should not die.
They shall not die. We shall be the ones to die. They have chosen life. And they will live forever.
How they have degraded the gods of Rome.
I know your gods very well. Do you know who my god is?
No, I don't know who your god is.
Had you known him, had you? You would have said, dying with the love and devotion and in the way of God is the highest achievement.
I have no interest in the Roman gods, and I don't know your god either. But I think your god must be a great one, to have devotees like you.
What is this you're doing?
Now leave, quickly.
To save our life, we are not prepared to put your life in danger.
Does one have to think about his own life only?
Yes, you have to care for your life.
Then why? Did you not care about your life last night in the Emperor's court?
Last night we all decided to sacrifice our lives in the way of God. But you, for who?
I don't know. Do you really think your God would accept me?
Yes, why not? But if only you ask from heart.
Now follow me. Hurry! Use the back door of the castle. The door is open. Hurry!
Hey! Where are you going? Stop!
Go! Hurry!
Huh? What's this? What's happening? This traitor has helped the Emperor's prisoners to escape. Go and tell His Excellency Julius. Inform him Phidias has freed the prisoners.
Oh my God. Although I'm dying, I worship thee and believe in thee. Please forgive me and accept me.
Excellency, the prisoners have escaped. The prisoners have escaped. Excellency, the prisoners have escaped. The prisoners have escaped. They have escaped from the
Quietly. Now, tell me what happened.
He has helped them escape.
What were the dungeon guards doing?
Get down from your horses and keep full watch.
Stay calm.
But they will come to your house first.
We do not have the strength to confront Ulysses' soldier.
Try to be brave. Do not fear being killed.
Do not forget the special favors of God. Certainly He will help us.
Not them. We should get there quickly, before Julius' men get there.
Then let's go.
Quickly, open the door, Gallet. Hurry up. Quickly, come on, get in.
Your Excellency! Lady Helen!
Keep quiet. Calm.
Where did you go, Daddy?
My dear son.
The end of us. They will come here and will see us in the study. We'll be caught.
Don't worry. Go to the study and wait for the help of God. Quickly. Helen, if the soldiers arrive, don't let them in, even if they break the door. We need a lot of time. Remain alert, Gallis.
Yes, Your Excellency. Okay, sir. Why you took so long?
Come and help. Behind this cupboard is the door to the secret passage.
Soldiers are here. Your Excellency, please hurry up. Your Excellency.
Close the door.
They've broken the door. Who are you, men? What has happened?
Open the door, Lady Helen. We need to search your house.
So shall we trust that you really don't know?
Exactly, am I supposed to know?
Your husband and his friends have escaped from the dungeon.
If this is true, then it is reason for rejoicing.
Why would I lie?
Perhaps you have killed them all, and by this wish to make us misguided.
I know he's here, and you know it too.
He is not stupid like you. That he would go to that place where he would obviously be in most danger of being captured.
If you don't open the door, we will break it down.
This is not impossible from criminals like you.
Break the doors. Search the house.
What is it? What's happened? Sir, why are you breaking the door?
Where are they?
Who is where? Are you looking for someone?
Stop being smart with me. Search everywhere.
Hold this. I'll open the hatch.
Why don't you close the window?
So they assume that we escaped. There is another hatch we'll use. We'll escape from there. That'll take us out of the city.
I think all of you are the wives of the escaped nobleman. Okay. So what are you all doing here?
Is this also a crime? Not at all. But it's possible. Your husband's could be hidden here somewhere. Search everywhere.
That door is closed.
Move the cupboard aside. Follow me in.
They must have gone from here.
I don't know. Three of you, wait here. Follow me. Don't give them any chance to escape. Hurry, let's go.
Thank you.
No doubt they are here somewhere. They can't escape from my grip. Come on! They escaped from the tunnels under Maximilian's house.
Escaped? They can't escape the city in one night, Julius. I need them all here tomorrow morning before the Emperor wakes up.
As you wish, Your Excellency. Tonight we shall search their houses and the houses of all their families. To Giovanni's house, now!
Sir Maximilian, how do you know this shepherd?
I've met him just recently, but it seems like I've known him for a long time.
Do you think the shepherd's home is a suitable place for hiding?
Yes, of course.
Very strange. Dogs bark upon strangers, but this dog is different.
Perhaps it's because he's seen me once with his owner.
Who is it at such an early hour?
It's Antonius's voice.
Your Excellency, Maximilian! What are you doing here at this hour?
Greetings, dear Antonius. Don't you want uninvited guests?
You're welcome.
This hut is not worthy of you. Thank you, Your Excellency. It's an honor to have you here, sir.
Come all.
Come in,
go
please.
Inside.
Come in. Welcome. Welcome. It's my honor. This hut is not worthy of you. It's a privilege having you here.
We are not here as guests. Truth is, we have escaped from Duke Lithianus and his soldiers.
You have no wife, no children living with you. Where are your relatives?
Me? I have no wife or family. However, I thought of getting married. But every door that I knocked on, I was told I can have only their cattle to graze, not their daughters. Our daughters are not cattle, they told me. They thought I was going to take their daughters for grazing.
Chosen to seclude yourself of what others worship, take refuge in the cave, so God would flourish you with his blessings and end this matter well.
What are you thinking about, Sir Maximilian?
Seek refuge in the cave till God flourishes you with his blessings.
Cave?
What made you think about the cave?
I don't know. I just know there is a strong feeling within me that says we must seek refuge in the cave.
Where is the cave you are talking of?
It is here nearby, where I usually go.
Is that a safe place?
Yes, we should go as soon as possible.
It's safer for you to go while it's still dark. If you permit me, let me join you, please.
Hey, why do you want to go with us? Why do you want to put yourself in danger by joining us?
Let me have the honor of accompanying you. Allow me to have the pleasure, for surely. You must require a servant.
You're more than a brother to us. You have done nothing wrong. You have no reason to come.
I have just met all of you. I won't let you go so easily.
We shall not take you with us. Don't insist.
I would love for you to join us, Antonius. But if we are captured, you will also be executed. Why put yourself in that danger?
Brothers, we will leave one by one. First I go. I shall watch over you, so you won't lose the way. Anthony, goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
The believers requires merit, and I do not have this quality. They sacrifice their lives in God's way. They have chosen the path of God. Whereas look at me, I am living a meaningless life. Look, Qitmir, they have shunned the false gods. And they pray to the only true one. And look at me, stuck up in this world for nothing. Nothing. I must go there, Qitmir. I must join them. You stay here. Stay here, Qitmir. Keep watch. Keep watch on the cattle till the owners come.
Antonia, what are you doing here?
To be honest, when you did not allow me to join you, I asked God for his permission, and he granted it to me.
Did God himself grant you permission?
Yes, he told me to follow the path of the pious men, and as I knew you would not let me be with you, I came here directly.
I came here with God's permission.
So you reached your purpose, hmm?
Sir, my aim was not to compete with you. I was forced.
So, you have achieved your goal. All right, if you're dead set on accompanying us, you can join us, Brother Anthony.
Thank you very much, sir. It's Qitmir. Go back, Qitmir. Go and watch the cattle. Go back. You disobedient dog.
Antonius, no. Don't hit him. Let him also come with us. Maybe he too has permission from God.
Come to me.
Duke Lithianus, I am leaving for Jerusalem today. Should the arrest and crucifixion of those men come before I reach Jerusalem, you are saved. Otherwise, I pity the fate of the 5th Army commander of the Roman Empire.
This cave is very peaceful.
Sir Maximilian, can I ask you a question, which I always wanted to ask you?
If I can answer you, it will be my pleasure.
heart's desire for pomp and show blinds it to the light of truth. Why doesn't God grant truth victory over all evil by force? After all, why doesn't he reveal a sign that makes everyone a believer?
Do you want the Almighty God to take away our ability to choose between good and evil if we resist evil and accept truth by choice? And let fate be our guide. This will be the peak of perfection. Otherwise, there are other creatures who worship in ignorance.
Don't you think idol worship and the oppression of the tyrant rulers are against God's will? Has God intended that falsehood should always prevail over truth?
I don't know. I don't understand how good is going to prevail over evil. But I am sure evil is like foam on water, which will no doubt vanish eventually.
The very verse of the Bible, which Sir Maximilian always repeats. That truth that you fear to say in the dark will one day be revealed during the day.
And that faith that you acquired in your homes will one day be called and revealed.
Sir Maximilian, will there be a day when the monotheists overcome the idolaters?
Yes.
But how? How, Maximilian?
I don't know. God knows better.
There's no doubt that the truth would win. We may not witness it, but the future generations will.
Did you also hear a noise?
It seems we are not alone. As if someone is protecting us.
I'm feeling so drowsy. Is it just me or is everyone else feeling sleepy? I'm forcing my eyes to stay open.
In such a situation, one person should stay awake. The rest of you can sleep. As we've endured a long and tiresome journey, all of you sleep. I'm happy to keep watch.
Sir Maximilian, I slept very well last night, and I'm not as tired as you are. You get some rest. Let me stay awake.
Okay. Thank you, Antonius. Oh God, how is it that truth will prevail?
Oh, I'm so tired. Qitmir, are you not tired? I know I promised to stay awake, but I'm just too sleepy. Mr. Maximilian will forgive me. I'll just lie down over here. After resting a while, I'll be able to keep a better watch.
His Excellency Maximilian, when he was being brutally tortured, advised me to make the people aware. To know that the young men in Duke Lianus's court, they bravely rose in opposition to the fake gods in order to revive the belief in one god.
Yeah, they used to taunt at us that our religion belongs to slaves, poor, illiterate, and uncultured individuals. Do you see now? The educated and the very noble ones are following our religion. Believe it, this itself is a proof upon the truthfulness of our religion.
These brave men were not just worshippers, but many monarchies were guided by these pious men.
It's true that apart from being worshippers of one God, they were also a source of guidance.
O Lord, help and protect these young men who stood up for your cause.
My daddy had not eaten for 10 days.
Your Excellency, we have good news about the escaped prisoners. The guards are busy arresting them.
Where are they now?
In a village called Rakim, near Philadelphia.
Well done, Matthews. Prepare me my cart. I will go myself. Now tell me, what did you see?
I saw some people that weren't from this village climbing up that mountain. There was something very suspicious about them, Your Excellency.
How many were they?
There were about five or six.